I want to talk about what are you going to pass on to the next generation? What are you passing on? And I prayed about this and read about this, and I got right up to the door right here, and I found me a baton. And I thank these three young men for running the race this morning. Would you help me 1 minute? The way a baton race is run. Now, we have single races when we're competing against each other, but we're competing against the team. So run out there about 30 feet or something, and you got to be ready. He's going to pass it to you. Hey, that ain't running. Not backward. There you go. Now run. Now run back. Now you got to be ready. Wait just a sec. Here's where the church is missing up. We got some that are running. The others are standing over here. Got to be ready. Let's do it over. And run like you want to win. Now there's another. We're running. There you go, son. And you don't look back. You don't look back. If they had been mindful of that country from which they had left, if we look back, you'll turn back. You don't look back. You start all over. These are my, come back here, son. We ain't even going to get to the message. This is a good, no, we got to start all over. Yeah. You can't look back. There's a prize out there, and I feel the Lord in here now. Run, son. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. This is, now you run back and give it to him. This is grandpa and dad and then the grandchild. We're passing it from generation to generation. Do you see that? Do you see how the catch is? And I got two or three things I want to preach today. Stop, son. Stop. Drop it. We have some folk that's dropped it. They dropped it. They've even stayed in church, but they've dropped it. They've not went back to, they've just dropped it. And I got to praying about this. And when you drop it, they can't pick it up. You got to pick it up. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pick it. Hallelujah. And if you pick it up, you just start right where you are and keep running. And you run it, reach it to the next one. So I got a little sermon today. What do you and I have? What do I have to hand to John? When the Lord, when I've preached my last sermon, what do I have to hand to Micah? When I've sung my last song, would you give these men a hand clap? Let me keep my stick. What do I have? What do I have to pass on? What is my life make? What do I have to pass on? Is my kids seen me lay hands on the sick? Have they only heard me whine and grumble and complain how hard it is? Am I only passing on discouragement and hurts and heartaches? Or have they assured me right now, God is good? Right when I'm wiping a tear, God's going to make a way. What are we passing on to the next generation? I'm getting ahead of myself. But it's on Fox News. It's on CNN News. It's in Athens paper. We got a young generation that are killing each other, raping each other, buying and selling drugs, buying and selling sex. And it's because we have a generation before that that passed them nothing. So I feel something. As much as I've been praying, as much as I've been seeking God, I feel a challenge in my spirit. When I leave, I don't want Micah, John just to step easy. Say, this is going to be easy. I don't realize if Dad had to pay a price, we got to pay a price. But if Dad can do it, we can do it. If Dad can see miracles, we can see miracles. If Dad can see healings and salvation and deliverance, joy in the family and peace. So, what are we going to pass on? I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't know how this service is going to go. So I want you to understand this. This is what I'm going to preach, but I'm going to cap it before I go. I've never done this before because I don't know how the Lord's going to move today. I feel something in this room. And I know you want dinner with your family and all. It's a big day. And I know a lot's planned. So I'm going to preach today. So if you need to ease out, come back tonight at 6. But here's what I want to preach today. When Elijah got so close to God, he'll take his mantle and roll the Jordan River back. He got so close to God that he'll sustain a widow. He got so close to God that miracles will happen. And when he's getting ready to go, He said, heaven don't need what I've got. The grave don't need what I've got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grave don't need what I got. So Elisha, if you'll stay with me. But you got to see me when I'm taken up. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a challenge. There's going to be a horse on fire. There's going to be a chariot of fire. There's going to be a lot of things to distract your attention. But if you'll see me when I'm taken up and my mantle falls to the ground, if you'll pick it up, you'll have the same anointing I've got and the same spirit I've got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I dug in the last 4 days. I dug into Elisha and I read after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. He picks up that mantle. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? You roll back Jordan River. And he picked up that mantle and it rolled back. But Elisha never had anybody to pass it to. And he took it to the grave with him. They shouldn't have been. Now, this is touchy. There shouldn't have been power in that grave to raise that dead soldier. That should have been in the hands of the next prophet. Please think about that. Please think about that. So I didn't rent the mess. I'm just going to preach. It's not enough to be delivered from drugs and alcohol and horrible sin and come to church and cross our hands when we know to worship. Our babies ain't going to worship. Our teenagers ain't going to worship if you take it to the grave with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For about a month now, and I've always loved God. For about a month now, I've really enjoyed church. I'm just looking forward to church and excited about church. And I know there's storms. I'll get hit again. I'll have another valley or sickness. And I'm facing this thing with my sister. I'm crying all the time, asking God for a miracle. And I'm facing Sheila's mom sick, and I've got some loads I'm carrying, but I'm just really enjoying church right now. Our babies ain't going to enjoy church if we don't enjoy church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why I don't go bingo games? I don't enjoy it. It's not enough to endure church. Somebody got to pick up the stick. You remember when you used to enjoy church? You remember? Hallelujah. 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 Stay with me a minute. Lisa, will you stand up? Paul, Jason, will you stand up? Hallelujah. We're really gaining ground right now. There's such an anointing on this praise team that they're really taking us. But you know, I want something more than this. Lisa, I want something more than this. I want somebody to read Psalms. Said, I'm going to enter into his gates. Hallelujah. I'm going to be shouting for hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're liable to walk by me in the parking lot. Lisa ain't even started singing this blood yet. I'm going to be out there. I'm not going to hell. I'm born again. I'm forgiven. My name's written down in the Lamb's book of life. I woke up this morning. He gave me another chance. Hallelujah. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I'm fighting hell, but I am redeemed. I am redeemed. He didn't say wait till the piano starts. He didn't say wait till Lisa starts. He said enter into his gates. When you come into the gates, you ought to come praising the Lord and blessing the Lord. But somebody's dropped the baton. Somebody's dropped the stick. But if we'll pick the stick back up, I want something to pass to my babies. I want something to give to others. Hallelujah. 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 There's some things I can't teach you by reading a book. You got to watch me do it. We can preach about praise. We can preach about worship. But you want to teach our babies, let them watch us do it. Now, I'm going to get a little personal here. You sit down just a minute. Hold that for me. I'm going to get a little personal here. Don't you be offended. I'm going to get a little personal. Is James Morgan, did he get to be here this morning? James, I need you just a second Just 1 second. Cross, I need you. Cross, I have a fire in my heart. Come here, son, because of the way you fell in love with the Lord this week. Come here, young man. Come here. And dog, come here. Come here. I have a fire in my heart because you have so encouraged me. Hallelujah. I don't think 2 hours it went by since Wednesday. I can't see your little hands up. And I've not thought of you one time that I didn't get encouraged. I've not thought of you one time that made me want to pray. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, son. Hallelujah. I hear you crying out to the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's encouraged me every day. You have encouraged me every day. You have encouraged me every day. You have encouraged me every day. And I'm begging you. I'm the people are going to think I'm being mean, but I'm going to preach for a minute. Don't stop. Don't let somebody hurt your feelings. Don't let somebody wound you. Don't let somebody discourage you. Don't let somebody offend you. Don't let somebody. You shouldn't have stood up, Anita. You shouldn't have stood up, but you did come here. Hallelujah. 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 It shouldn't have been the son encouraging me. It should have been the mama. It shouldn't have been that little old 18, 19, 20 year old boy. It should have been that 35 year old woman that's not going to hell, that family thrown away and others thrown away. I know I'm being mean, but I'm preaching right now. They're not supposed to encourage us. We're supposed to encourage them. They're not supposed to be our examples. We're supposed to be their examples. They're not supposed to be the one that gives us the fire. We're supposed to be the one that gives them the fire. They're not supposed to be. Can I preach in this house? Can I preach in this house? Hallelujah. 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 If a young man, are you 14 years old? If a young man 14 years old that God's kept for 14 years can stand up there crying out loud, why can't a man 40 years old that God's brought through stuff, why can't a man 40, 50 years old that God's brought off of a deathbed, why can't a young man 30 years old where the doctor said he's not going to live, hallelujah, if a 13 year old can praise the Lord, why can't I praise the Lord? If a 13 year old can catch a church on fire, hallelujah, I've came off the deathbed. I should be here. I should be alive. I ought to be buried. I ought to not made it. I ought to be on a tombstone somewhere. But God, but God, but God, but God, but God, but for the grace of God. Thank you, James. Thank you, son. Jeremy, we dropped the baton. But I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up. I wrestled on 2 things to preach. I found one of the greatest thoughts. The temple's been destroyed. I didn't preach it because I didn't have all my facts ready. But the temple's been destroyed for 50 years. For 50 years, there's been no glory. For 50 years, nothing's happened. And now they start rebuilding the temple. I think it's in Ezra. They start rebuilding the temple. When they start rebuilding the temple, all the old men, they start crying. Oh, God, I've missed you. God, you're coming back. God, you're going to visit us again. And the young men start laughing. We thought drinking was fun. Man, this is, Lord, I love you. How did the young men start laughing? We thought running around at night with the girls and slipping around. But Lord, you're so satisfied. You're all together lovely. And the young men start laughing. And the Bible said their voices became at one. So you couldn't distinguish one from the other. And the Bible said the whole city heard them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They're going to hear you if you whine. They're going to hear you if you complain. Are they going to hear you if you worship? I want them to hear me worship. I want them to hear me bless the Lord. I want them to hear me magnify the Lord. I want them to hear me exalt the Lord. I want them to hear me bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His name. 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 Will you come back and you get that song ready again? This blood. This blood. But Brother Anthony, you don't know what I've been through. I don't have anything to praise God for. You don't know how heavy my load is. You don't know how great my burdens is. You don't know what's going on with my children. You don't know what's happening between me and my spouse. You don't know how they're doing me at work. I have nothing to praise the Lord for. Yes, I do. This blood. This blood. This blood. This blood. This blood. I have a choice. I can walk in here and I can cross my arms and say, Lord, I'm not going to bless you till you bless me. Or I can walk in here and I'm going to say, I'm going to thank you. I've never fought hell like I'm fighting it now. I've never cried as much as I'm crying now. I don't even see no way out, but I am saved. I am born again. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm going to praise you because you're my Savior. I'm going to praise you because you're Emmanuel. I'm going to praise you because you died for me. I'm going to praise you because my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Whatever young person, come to this altar and lift your hands and begin to praise him till the Holy Ghost falls. Would everybody else in the church, it would you slip out of your seat or stand where you are? Could we praise him? Everyone that would come to these altars, could we praise him till his glory fills this house? Shalabahai, could we praise him? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank him because he's good. I know your load's heavy, but he's good. I know you cried last night, but he's good. I know you're being tempted and tried and tested, but he's good. I know Satan's come against you, but God is good. I know the devil's fighting you, but God is good. I know you're in a storm of your life, but God is good. God is good. Would somebody come and praise him because he's good? Brother Anthony, I have nothing to praise him for. Praise him because he's good. Praise him because he's good. Praise him because his mercy endures forever. Praise him because your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise him because you're on your way to heaven. Praise him because of this blood. Praise him because of this blood. All over this room, could we praise him?